welcome to Fish Fry. I'm Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week we're doing some yoga. Electronic engineering yoga. Breathe and release your inner RTL. Yep, that's right, we're getting flexible this week. From a new flexible software update to the Mars rover, to some seriously cool new flexible battery technology coming from the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, and even an interview about FPGA partitioning tools with FlexRes. And I think that pretty much speaks for itself. All right, let's get started. First up, the Mars rover Curiosity. Come on, let's see some hands. Who is totally intrigued by the new Mars rover Curiosity? Okay, I see two hands. Thanks, guys. If you've been as addicted as I am to the media coverage surrounding Curiosity, then you probably already know the details of the next story. But if not, buckle up. We're going to Mars. Here at EE Journal, our yoga program is all about flexibility. And what could be more flexible than software? Well, just about nothing. This week, we saw the wonders of software's ability to flex according to the environment. Yep, I'm talking about the Mars rover Curiosity's most recent software update. A software update on Mars? Yes, it's true. Well, okay, the software in question was actually uploaded while Curiosity was en route to Mars, but now, since the rover is safely on the red planet, it's time to install the special Roving Around Mars software patch. NASA is actually calling this new software installation Curiosity's new brain, because the flight software utilized by Curiosity was just meant to land the vehicle, and only really included the basic operational capabilities to get the rover around on Mars. This new software installation, or brain transplant, will install a newer version of the operational software on both of the rover's main redundant computers, and will include a whole slew of super cool Mars roving abilities. Including image processing to check for obstacles. I'm gonna guess there is some serious DSP algorithm business going on in there. The ability to use the tools at the end of the rover's robotic arm. How cool. And even a little driver assistance software that will allow for longer drives and more autonomy to help the Curiosity identify and avoid potential hazards in its path. Neat. Now, I understand the brain metaphor isn't really required for us as engineers. We get it. But I do see a little project management trick going on here. We all know that the software portion of every project has become the big obstacle. The hardware is usually up and running long before the software folks are done. Good job, hardware people. We rock. So, some clever project manager must have said, hey, our hardware is all done. We can launch this thing and let the software people try to get their act together in the year or so it takes us to fly the hardware to Mars. I have no proof of this, of course, but Curiosity did land on Mars and then get its software updated. Draw your own conclusions. In other flexible electronic engineering news, our next story comes from South Korea, where researchers at the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology are developing a new way to get batteries to flex their powerful, get it? Muscles. So, these researchers at CASE claim they have found a promising new way to develop solid-state, thin-film, lithium-ion batteries. Oh, and they also claim that this new technology will allow for the highest energy density ever achieved for a flexible battery. And the best part? Just wait. CASE says these new flexible batteries could be on the market as early as next year. All right. Okay, so what's the deal here? Most designs for flexible batteries have encountered a rather troublesome performance blockage, so to speak. Designs of this kind generally use one of two setups. Either they use flexible organic materials that tend to be more on the low performance side, or they use polymer binders. And those polymer binders, well, they just take up too much space, and they also decrease the battery's overall power density. Of course, we don't want that. And then there are those darn cathodes. The cathodes, or better known to all of us who aren't power engineers, the electrode through which the electric current flows out of a polarized electrical device. Well, those guys need to be treated at high temperatures to improve their performance. And unfortunately, this cannot be done effectively on substrates made of flexible polymers. But this new technology, developed by CASE, instead of using organic materials, uses inorganic thin films that can be treated at high temperatures, resulting in, you've guessed it, the highest performance flexible lithium-ion batteries yet. And how exactly is this accomplished? Well, it's kind of a battery sandwich, if you will. The layers of these batteries must be put together in a very specific order. First, a current collector, then a cathode, then an electrolyte, an anode, and then finally a protective layer, all on a brittle substrate of mica. The mica is then delaminated using adhesive tape by hand. That doesn't sound optimum to me. What do you guys think? And then, finally, the battery is enclosed between two polymer sheets. There you go, folks. Flexible battery 101. The potential advances of this battery technology are stunning. Just imagine the sheer number of applications this would be great for. My grand idea of a new pocket toaster watch may just be coming to fruition. Now on to programmable logic. What's more flexible than a good old FPGA? Oh yes, your FPGA can pack a massive punch and flex its programmable muscles in all sorts of ways, but only if you know how to use it right. This week, my guest is Haider Marbet from FlexRAS. Haider and I talk about what FlexRAS FPGA partitioning technology is all about, how you can utilize FlexRAS's software in your next FPGA prototyping project, and how this startup from France came to be. My guest today is Haider Marbet. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, I'm Haider Marbet, the CEO of FlexRAS Technology. A startup specializes in timing-driven partitioning format FPGA platforms. And we are introducing the first timing-driven partitioning format FPGA called WASGA Compiler.
Great. So tell me more about your company. Where did your company come from and where are you fitting yourself into the industry?
FlexRAS is based in Paris region in France. And it can be considered as a spin-off of the LAP6 lab. It's a famous lab, specializes in computer science, based in Paris, in France. The co-founder of the FlexRAS technology are four PhD from LAP6 lab, one professor from LAP6 lab, and a veteran of the CAD industry in France, who is Christian Masson, who worked for more than 30 years in CAD tools and CAD management board system in France.
So tell me about your timing-driven partitioning, and the execution time sounds really fast.
Designer using multiple FPGA platforms to validate the software where the final chip is not available. So they have to validate the software at a near real-time clock frequency. So the objectives is to achieve the high speed clock frequency and to achieve it quickly. The first objectives is the high clock frequency. It's related to the timing and the clock frequency of the design to be implemented. And to achieve it quickly is the runtime, the execution time of the tool. For the first timing driven topics means that the user can give to the tool a constraints about the clock frequency required for his tests. It means the tool can respond to these constraints and take into account or clock constraints and speed constraints for the design. The execution time is the overall time to achieve this clock speed. So in terms of execution time for typical platforms with 6 FPGA, 8 FPGA, 10 FPGA, the execution time is measured in minutes. And in terms of clock frequency, we have the feedback of user gives us typically 10x better clock frequency compared to competition.
Wow, okay, that's impressive. So tell me about those FPGAs. Tell me about the board support and the FPGA prototyping support you have.
So we support any platform with any FPGA. It means we support off-the-shelf boards, custom boards designed in-house, using both Xilinx or Altera FPGAs.
People have been doing FPGA partitioning tools for a long time. Why did you decide to jump in the fray and attack this issue?
You know, designers using only one FPGA struggle to implement design using only one FPGA. Imagine if you have 2, 4, 6 FPGA. The increase of the number of FPGA means the increase of the complexity to implement a design on multiple FPGA. Unfortunately for this designer, existing tools fail notoriously to implement and to partition large designs. And here comes FlexRAS with the WASGA compiler to make the multi-FPGA life as easier using a timing-driven partitioning that providing high clock frequency and giving it quickly.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Also, if you want any further information about the power of FlexRAS's FPGA partitioning technology, check out Kevin Morris's article on eejournal.com entitled FlexRAS Makes a Finer Cut, FPGA Partitioning for the Modern Era. Or, of course, you can navigate over to this Fish Frying page, and there at the bottom, there's a link, all primed and ready for you. And now it's time for a little nerdy giveaway. Now, folks, I'm extending the giveaway for the Atmel Explained Kit one more week. So if you want to get in on this fabulous microcontroller development kit giveaway, courtesy of Atmel, steer on over to eejournal.com. Find the Fish Fry page for this week, and let me know on that page what awesome design you would create with it. And bam, by the end of next week, this bad boy sitting on my desk right now could be yours. Well, that's all there is for this episode of Fish Fry. If you want any further information about the stories and people covered in this show, check out eejournal.com, and under Archives, there's Fish Fry. For the week of August 17th, 2012, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.